live on this Sunday morning, the 29th of September and the 26th Sunday in the church's calendar year. We do hope that you can stay with us, and of course our thanks as always to Beverly for a lovely Sunday morning of music. Some nice reels there to finish us off. So as always, a lovely start to Sunday morning here on Midwest Radio with Beverly and Sunday Morning Melody. So we do hope that she enjoys the rest of her day off. Well, of course, as always, we've a very full and busy programme for you here on Faith Alive today. On the programme, we'll be looking back to this weekend 40 years ago, when the people of Ireland were all caught up in the excitement of welcoming Pope John Paul II to Ireland.
Out of the blue, the announcement came that the Holy Father would visit Ireland on the 30th of September. He was to come to Knockshy. I was thrilled. I mean, I could hardly believe it. No Pope ever had visited Ireland since St. Patrick came in 432. We felt it was almost impossible that it should happen, but it happened, and I was delighted.
Well, he certainly was, and indeed all of the people of Ireland were delighted too. It was a time when the Catholic Church in Ireland was deeply embedded in all of society, and of course millions of people right across the country, and indeed immigrants too, came back to go to a venue where the Pope was visiting. And for those who couldn't go, well, RTE gave the visit extensive TV coverage. And this morning here on Faith Alive, we'll be looking back at some of the reports from that time, and indeed reliving again some of those wonderful memories. We'll also bring you a report from the Diocese of Killala on their recent John Paul II Awards evening, where students and parents, teachers, clergy and Bishop Fleming came together to celebrate the involvement of young people right across the diocese in both social awareness and parish programmes. It was a lovely night and we were delighted to be there. And we'll also be looking ahead as well this morning here on Faith Alive, because next Saturday the Association of Catholic Priests, well, they're going to host a conference in Dublin looking at the role of women in the Catholic Church now. And the guest speaker on the day is going to be former President Mary McAleese. So this morning here on the programme we'll talk to Father Roy Donovan, one of the organisers, and hear why this issue is now, as he sees it, one of the most critical for the Church to address here if it is to have a future. As you can see, lots to get through here as always on Faith Alive, and of course Teresa will be taking your calls and comments as well. You can get them to us now on 094 96 30 169. You can text us to 087 900 41 41, or indeed you can email us this morning or at any time during the week to faithalive@midwestradio.ie. Now, this weekend, we're remembering the visit 40 years ago of Pope John Paul II to Ireland. And later in the programme, we'll be going back in time to relive some of the main highlights of that visit. But, as you know, John Paul's appeal to young people was something that was particularly evident during that visit to Ireland. And it's an appeal that has continued to this very day, with hundreds of young people in 23 out of the 26 dioceses of Ireland now taking part in what has become known as the John Paul II Awards. These awards invite young people to get involved in community activities, ones that have both a social awareness element and a parish involvement. And 2 weeks ago, the young people from Killala Diocese, who are taking part in the programme, came together in the Newman Institute in Ballina to receive their rewards from Bishop Fleming. It was a lovely diocesan occasion, with the young people, their parents, teachers and local priests all gathered. And there was a great sense of hope too, that the legacy of Pope John Paul was continuing to inspire these young people to live out their faith. After the presentation of the awards, I spoke with some of those that were gathered, and I began with the young people themselves and asked them to share with us how they found the experience of doing the John Paul II Award programme.
We were given the choice to do whatever you wanted, so basically in TY, we did a number of activities with our school, so different modules and stuff. So for the social awareness, I used my going down to the two nursing homes, and there we would sit with the elderly, sing for them, play music for them, dance with them, even jigsaws, things like that. And then for the other section, I used my involvement in the school choir.
Okay, so tell us a little.
and she's an absolutely brilliant music teacher. She's the only music teacher in our school, and we practice every Wednesday after school.
Well, for the most part, I read at Mass. It wasn't much, but it helps around the community, and where I could, I just help my neighbours. It wouldn't take up much of my time, but it was good to get around.
Is it easy for young people to be involved in something like this?
Yeah, you just ask someone that has ties in the parish. I mean, you can search it up online, and it doesn't take much to get involved with the awards.
There are three levels to it. What one are you at tonight?
I'm for the final one. I did the Gold Award last year.
Okay, you're in college now. How important do you think something like this is to do when you're in secondary school?
I don't think you'll have much time for this when you get to college, because it's very busy after that. So I think it's important to get at it while you have the chance.
I found it really good. It really encouraged me to get involved in more things in my community. For my social awareness, I helped out in the Brownies, the local Brownie Guy group in my community, and I helped them every Thursday night just with crafts and stuff like that. And then I was a member of, for my parish involvement, a member of our local faith youth group here, Faith Fusion, and we sang at Mass and went to meetings every second week in the month.
Okay, so it sounds like something you have really enjoyed.
Yeah, I loved it. Like, I wasn't a member of Faith Fusion before I started this award, and I just decided to take a chance and just go down. But I absolutely love it. Like, I continue it this year because I just love it so much. I think it's brilliant.
It's lovely to see other young people enjoying faith experiences with you. Sometimes it can be a lonely road if you're the only young person. But from the group gathered here tonight, it's obvious that there's a lot of you in it.
Yeah, and I think, you know what, if young people got more involved in, say, youth clubs within the parish, I think it would make a huge difference. Like, I really, really enjoy going to Mass. I love going to Mass. I love singing now. I think it's just such a good thing to be involved in.
And is being actively involved very important for you?
Yes, I wasn't really that actively involved up until last year. I had been a member of the children's choir in St. Patrick's Church when I was younger, but I never really had the time, I suppose, through exams and everything, to actually consistently, like, be a member of like a choir or something in the church. But once TY hit, I decided that was the year I had to do something in my community for my church. So then I definitely decided I had to join the youth group.
So it's obviously been a very good year for you.
Oh, absolutely. I've absolutely loved it. Like, it's been amazing.
It was a great experience because we really understood the importance of supporting the community and giving back to the community, and also looking out for people who maybe be a little bit more vulnerable in the community. So, for example, we visited nursing homes, we did tidy towns, we did shoebox appeals, things like that, you know, that were helping others who weren't as fortunate.
And what kind of reaction did you get from the community to doing this?
They found it very positive. They were, especially in the nursing home, it was very, very nice. We did a couple of performances for them, so music and drama, and they loved it, because a lot of them wouldn't be getting such young visitors. So it was a lovely experience for a lot of them to have a young person come in and sing them a song or tell them a story or read a poem.
And for yourself, what did you learn maybe through the year?
Definitely giving back to the community, absolutely. It was something that we didn't quite realise 100%, you know, all of the different elements that make a community. And we sometimes forget it, of course. So it was a great experience to look at everyone in the community, see what they might need, what would be beneficial to the community, to give back to the community.
Well, our thanks to Cahill, Jennifer, Lauren and Dylan there for outlining what they did and indeed how they found it. Well, also present with the young people were their parents, and Al Burke and Jacqueline Collins were both happy to share how, as parents, they felt watching and supporting their young teenagers being involved in these social and parish programmes.
I thought it was a great programme for them to do. She did it in TY, so it really gave an extra dimension to all the things they were doing in school. And, you know, I suppose for me, at the end of the year, it's just nice to see a commitment in herself to, you know, going to Mass and to attending the youth group and everything. And it's not me saying, you know, time to go to Mass or anything like that. So it's lovely to see that kind of coming of its own accord there, you know. So.
Being with their friends is so important for young people, that something like this that supports them on a faith journey is obviously very important.
Well, I think that's how how Faith Fusion has been really successful, and this program really took off for the girls I know anyway in school, because they were coming as a group of friends, and it was, they came together to their meetings and they did the different activities together, and I think they, yes, as you said, they supported each other very much through it, you know.
Many parents today are unsure maybe how to hand on the faith or how to help young people with their faith, and maybe even unsure if they want their young people to have faith. How do you feel yourself about the importance of faith for your daughter or for your children generally?
I feel faith is very important for them, just because it gives them an inner sense of security. I'm not overly anxious about maybe how they express it, but I would like them to know, you know, and to believe and to feel that there is someone there taking care of them, and that's what I would like to pass on to them. And I think that sometimes if they show commitment to the church and to other people, it's a kind of a reassurance that that's there for them too.
And there is a lovely sense of togetherness here tonight among the different groups.
Yeah, there's a lovely sense of togetherness. There's a school here from Belmullet, and I mean, you have to admire them, kind of their commitment coming in, and it's a lovely recognition of young people, and just seeing them all mingling out there, it's lovely to see that side of young people. You know, they're chatting away with us, the adults, and they're chatting with each other, and, you know, generally a very happy group of people. And I think the recognition of their achievement in getting this award is great for them too, a very positive experience.
It's a lovely night. Even having Bishop Fleming talk so positively about young people has to encourage parents and young people.
Yeah, definitely, you know, and I suppose it will spur them on as well, you like, because their effort has been recognised, and I suppose when they come to take on anything else, they know that at the end of the day, even though we're not praising them every minute of the day, they know that we do recognise the commitment and, you know, the effort it takes for them to work on these kind of things.
Jennifer looked forward to every Sunday morning when she took part in Mass. She enjoyed meeting up with her friends, being part of the community. She enjoyed the whole thing. Today was just the culmination of a lot of hard work for her, but it was work we encouraged, and it was good to see.
It's lovely to see parents encourage it, because I suppose so many young people today maybe don't have that sense of faith in the home, and without it, it's very hard for young people to be involved.
Definitely. I mean, there are so many temptations and so many different outside influences for children these days. When we were younger, maybe it was a thing where you had to go to Mass, but it's nice to see them of their own volition going to Mass and enjoying it.
And of course, they need to be involved in order to look forward to going.
Yes, indeed, because, I mean, being there and being passive, I mean, you could see them nodding off, perhaps, but the fact that they're actually taking part, that she's singing, that she brings up gifts, it gives it that more interest, that more personal aspect to it, the whole thing.
There's also something nice about being part of a programme you have here tonight, them getting their awards.
Again, it's just the culmination of all the work she did. It's a recognition, and just like anybody, I suppose, it's nice to be recognised. It's nice to get something physical, to have a certificate signed by the bishop, and to have that medal, to have something tangible for the work that they have carried out. And I think that will keep the interest going. I mean, that's how it starts, I suppose. And then the whole thing, personally, I think it's good that you go to Mass on Sunday morning. It's good for your head. It's good for your soul. And I think I think Jennifer thinks the same.
And you'd like her to continue that on, obviously.
Absolutely. Yes, I would. I mean, it's been a revelation to us, I suppose. It's nice to see she'd be encouraging her siblings to go to Mass as well, you know. So that's nice to see in the family.
You've a lot of advantages here in that she has youth masses and children's masses. It makes it easier.
Yes, it does. Between the cathedral and St. Patrick's, the children's mass at St. Patrick's is absolutely brilliant. It's, I suppose, even from a parent's point of view, if you want to go to the children's mass, it's not as heavy, shall we say, as the adult mass, for want of a better word. So, yeah, there are great advantages here in Ballina on every level.
So full marks all around to the students and the teachers and the parents.
Absolutely, the teachers and Father Joel, and to see the bishop up there. You know, this is all good for kids, to see that they're being appreciated and that there's something, again, something tangible at the end of it all.
So lots of appreciation there for all those who made involvement in the John Paul II programme possible. Well, teachers, as we know, are key to the success of all programmes that happen in our secondary schools. And Bridget McDermott, who was the teacher present on the night with Our Lady's Secondary School in Belmullet, shared with me how, from a teacher's point of view, this programme is received.
I found the project very good, extremely appropriate for our school, especially because we do a lot of voluntary work and we get involved in our social awareness and parish both equally.
Sometimes we feel teachers have so much on that they're not going to take on another project. What was your own reaction when you heard another project?
Well, what I thought is it's actually linking what I do anyway. I'm involved in my church in Lincastle, so I might play the piano for them. I'm sacristan in the church, so I'd know the students from that anyway before I'm in the school at all. So when they saw me that I was involved in the church, they thought, well, we better get involved in this as well with her. So they were doubly involved, but yet doing the same jobs.
And is being involved actively in church and in parish an important thing for young people at that age?
They don't find it important, I think, until later in life, and they think back and they thought, that was lovely, I'm glad my parents got me involved in that. Mm-hmm. But right now they don't see how big it is until they get an award, let's just say, and they would have never heard about this award until Father Joe Hogan came to our school. But they're doing all these jobs anyway in the church, in the community, so to get an award and be appreciated for what they're doing is just fantastic.
I suppose it's really about encouraging them to let their gifts shine in a community like Belmullet or Glencastle or wherever.
Exactly. So last year they were in transition year and there was a couple of them doing work experience in a primary school. So there was one girl and she actually planned the whole choir in the school for the Holy Communion, First Holy Communion. So she was delighted to do that. And the fact that she was in a primary school, something she wants to do in the future, as well as getting involved in her community and her parish, it's just fantastic. She loved that.
It's lovely to hear stories like that because so often we hear young people are disengaged from church and we're pulling our hair out trying to come up with ways to engage them. From your own experience, are a lot of young people interested in being drawn back into church?
I think a lot of it has to do with either their school or at home or a bit of both. So if they see it at home that maybe they have to go with their granny to help them into the church or with their mum and dad, that has a huge influence. But if they see it at school as well, they seem to have respect as well for other religions as well as their own. So we'd have a school mass at the very beginning of the year. So they'd know to have respect for other people that want to get involved. And if you don't want to get involved, have respect for them as well. And I think it's so important that they learn about other religions as well as their own. And if they have a religion, kind of compare and contrast the two of them as well together.
So overall, were you happy with how the year went?
I was delighted, and they were even more delighted to be here this evening. We went for a meal as well in Jalan before coming here at all, so doubly excitement.
So it's been celebrations all the way from Belmullet to Ballina.
Since 4:30, since we left the school, there's been celebrations for this.
well done to them, and indeed you could sense the great fun and enjoyment they were having on the night, and I'm sure the trip back to Belmullet didn't feel quite so long as they headed back from Ballina. Well, finally, Bishop Fleming, who had presented all the young people with their awards and spoken with them and their parents, shared how he felt watching this new young generation of people responding to the call of Pope John Paul to keep the flame of faith alive in their own lives and in their communities.
It's wonderful. I mean, we have such a number of people receiving the awards this year. I'm really, really delighted because it's a testimony, number one, to the courage of the young people, to the commitment, and to the fact that they feel that they are part of the church and that they can actually make a change in the church and make a change in society for the future. So it's a really wonderful occasion.
Of course, it's very non-threatening too, in a way, for them. People sometimes think, oh, if they get involved in parish or church activities, you must be very religious. And yet this is a very comfortable way of introducing doing without necessarily having to confine it to the church.
Oh, yes, I think, you know, we'll say we talk about the church, but it is people actually getting involved in their local communities, getting involved in society and getting involved in the church, but making a real contribution. And I think if people begin to make a contribution when they're young, with God's help, that commitment will begin to take off and grow and so on and so forth.
From our conversations, I was very taken tonight by the attitude of the parents to it. They really have embraced the idea as well.
Yes, the parents have been terrific. They're here, they're with their young people, they're supporting them, they're encouraging them. And that's really very important. And I think that's something that is kind of coming back in the church, if I may say so. The fact that parents are becoming more and more involved and they're happy to encourage and support their teenagers, their young people, in becoming involved and in making, you know, the various just ordinary commitments.
So it's positive moving forward for the Diocese of Killala.
Well, I think it's great. I mean, I really do think, I think it, there's a vibrancy around the place this evening that would do you good just to see it. I mean, from my point of view as bishop, it's a real encouragement and a real joy, really, to see this amount of life in young people and in their parents and in the community.
Well, it certainly was. And of course, much credit must be given to Father Joseph Hogan, who, as everyone agreed, has been the driving force behind encouraging the young people and their schools in Killala Diocese to participate in this programme. And indeed, he was happy to extend an invitation to others who might be listening this morning to also get involved.
Certainly, certainly. This is for every transition year student. And it's while they're not doing the Leaving Cert exams at that year, the transition year gives them, it's an extracurricular activity where they can receive an award for being involved in their parish. And that's a wonderful accreditation. It's life-changing for them because they're helping out and they're being empowered and they're being awarded for it. And it's a challenge, but it's not difficult. And if you look at the website or contact me, we can facilitate them and encourage them and support them. Thank you.
Great. Well, it's been a wonderful night, Father Joe. Thank you.
Fantastic night here. Fantastic. Thank you, Monica.
And if any other school or parish or indeed group of young people would like to get involved now in that programme, Father Joe is more than happy to assist. OK, well, my thanks now to all those who have spoken with us this morning about this John Paul II Award programme, especially, of course, the students from St Mary's Secondary School in Ballina, Our Lady Secondary School Belmullet, Gurtner Abbey Secondary School and Collage the Common from Rossport. And, of course, also to their teacher, Bridget McDermott, and parents, Al Burke and Jacqueline Collins. I think they've all given us a wonderful insight indeed into how the legacy of Pope John Paul II is continuing to inspire young people in their faith, 40 years on from that visit to Galway, when he spoke of his belief and his love for the young people of Ireland.
Dear young friends, this is the message I entrust to you today, asking you to take it with you and share it with your family at home and with your friends.